You think you're losing your mind. You think you're going crazy. When you're really in prophetic incubation. You're in the incubator of the spirit. Oh, God. Many of us have been there. Oh, God. I remember being there, and it just seemed like everybody in leadership was against me, and God, nobody understands me, and I'm dealing with identity crisis and things from my past and things on the inside of me, and I'm dealing with confusion, I'm bewildered, I'm mad, I'm depressed, I'm suppressed, I'm angry, I'm upset, I just didn't know whether I was coming or going. And in that whole time, God was still using me. God was still using me to lead worship and sing and prophesy and give people messages. And I remember coming up to somebody and God told me to tell them that they were suffering with tuberculosis and some different blood diseases in their body. They didn't know that. I think it was malaria or something. God was really, really using me. It's tough. And people just got like, oh, he's trying to start his own ministry. He's trying to do this. And I really, really wasn't. I didn't want no parts of ministry. And when I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to chill. And I sat back on ministry. I didn't do nothing. I just led worship and I went home. I said, I'm going to just love on Jesus. And in that time, I began to love on the Lord like I've never loved in my life. I fell in love with Jesus. And that's when everybody started coming back. You need to minister. It's time for you to preach. It's time for you to get up and do something. I was like, no, God. As soon as I get away from ministry, here come everybody telling me I need to preach. The last thing I wanted to hear. Because when God really calls you as a prophet through this incubation, you don't want to hear God calling you. Because God is calling you to do something that's outside of your realm of familiarity. It's outside of what you're accustomed to. It's outside of your comfort zone. He calling you to be an eagle. And you like, I'm okay being a rubber ducky. I'm okay just sitting here. I'm good. And God's like, but I'm not. I'm calling you to speak for me. There's some things, there's some judgments that need to be rendered. So God began to take me through intercession. And he'll wake you up in the middle of the night when you don't want to do what he asked you to do. And he will convict, he will convince, and he will get you on your face. Because he said, you got a job to do. I'm not just calling you, but I'm going to use you. I'm processing you. Because I got to get all the trash out of you before you stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. And I remember, I'm really trying to come from the word about incubation and that process of being incubated. And it really reminds me of Joseph. All the transactions that Joseph went through was his incubation. Being from a pit to a palace to prison, back in the palace. And all of them processed him to being one of the greatest satraps and rulers over Egypt that Egypt had ever known. You know, even in that world that they ruled, at that time they ruled the world during that time in that empire. And God took him and used him so mightily. But it came through visions, it came through dreams, it came from him being misunderstood about his visions and his dreams. And if you think about what you're going through right now, it's because of something you said too early. Something you said that God said, wait, or don't say that, or hush up. And you just spilled a little too many beans, maybe three. You just spilled a couple more beans than you should have. But those things begin to wake up your spirit. And you begin to go through all kinds of demonic warfare in your sleep. And you're pushed and you're cut and you're being accosted. And then when you wake up, you got to go through stuff on your job. And then your family don't understand you. And then your spouse is acting crazy like they don't even know who you are. Because God is calling you to do something that you think you're not ready for, but God's anointing you for it. God's anointed you for this. You can take this. I know it seemed like hell and high water. I know people making fun of you, people laughing at you. I know you could really just forget about this whole prophetic thing, but you can't. God would birth you to speak for him. You were born to cry out of your life what your lips about to say through the voice of the Lord. So heed his voice, obey his voice, do what the Lord is telling you to do as he's incubating you and molding you. And you got to remember, everything that's in you, everything that's coming out of you has to first be in you. So you can't prophesy something you don't know. So that means there's more time in the word, there's more time in prayer, there's more time in the presence of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? It's more time, even fasting, to get some things in order so that when you open your mouth, people got to say, you know what? I may not like him. I may not like her. But that's the word. That's the word of the Lord. That's so on time. To after a while, he makes your enemies at peace with you. People want to do you dirty, want to do you wrong, want to talk about you real bad, and can't. They can't even do it the way they want to do it. Because God will put a lock on that jaw. Lord Jesus. So let the Lord begin to incubate you. Let God, he cooking you. He's marinating you. So when you get out there, you ain't half-baked. So go through the process. Go through the correction. Go through the rebuke. Go through the exaltation and the exhortation. Go through it so that God can use you. He's not raising you up to be a stranger and wrong and off and crazy looking. He's raising you up so you can be powerful in him. Thank you, Jesus. There's something. It just really reminds me of a song that was written by Dietrich. And it says, there's a power resting in me. There's a power resting in me. Stir the gift, stir the gift, stir the gift, stir the gift of God in you. You got to stir it up. You got to stir it up in prayer. Speaking in your holy language stirs up that gift. It builds you up on your most holy faith. It gets those prayer wheels turning. It gets you to see stuff that normally other people can't see when you're in incubation. You got to be okay being hidden. You got to be okay being a secret because you're a weapon. You're a weapon of destiny. You're a weapon of power. You're a weapon of purpose. So let God begin to shave you. Let him make you that Samuel. Let him make you that David. David spent years in the wilderness before he went to a throne. His prophetic trigger was Samuel going and giving him the word of the Lord. Then he went into the induction when Saul called him in to do his job. Then he went through the incubation where he had to go through running from Saul in order to get into his kingship. But once he was inducted, once he went through incubation, then God installed him or inaugurated what's called prophetic inauguration. God took him into that call. Your time of inauguration is coming, but you got to go through being inducted, being incubated, and then God puts you in office. It's just like the president. He just can't hop up there. There's a process he got to go through. And after going through the process, then he is installed or inaugurated into that office. Being elected is one thing. But being chosen and then ordained in that office is something totally different. Father God, I thank you for what you said. God, I pray, God, it would encourage those. God, that they would hear more what you have to say, God, even through this and going back over it. Lord, God, bless them. God, even through their different temperaments and different things they're going through. God, enlarge their territory in Jesus' mighty name and let them be okay being processed so that they can be the prophetic vessel and the purpose-driven vessel that you want them to be. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Well, you guys, can't wait to see you next week. Next week's lesson, I believe, is the prophetic ward or the prophetic chamber. What happens inside of the prophetic chamber? The delegations and the deliations and the things and the orders and the commands that God's going to give you that he's not going to tell nobody else. He brings you into a place where it's just you and him. And I think I'm going to really reference a little bit of the life of Joan of Arc for that. And you guys will see what that's about. But until next time, be transformed. Always remember to be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know, test, and prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life. I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.